All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Tuesday, and on Tuesday mornings around this time, we talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda Kroll is back from Apple Vacations. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
We have we've talked about some amazing things recently. Let's talk about Costa Rica and Panama today.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful destination. Costa Rica, I just absolutely, when I hear what people have done when they were on their trip, it's just one of those things that you just want to say, oh, I got to get there. And I do. I have not been there. You can make it a beach vacation. You can make it a eco-friendly vacation. And Linda's been there, so I'll let you tell you.
So I've been to Costa Rica a couple times. And I think one thing that the consumer needs to understand, it's very reachable. It's a small country. Mm-hmm. Very well-educated, so there's no language barrier. For those that have been to Hawaii, it's a similar experience, but full of adventure. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot more families, Deanne, do Costa Rica because they don't necessarily want their kids to spend the day on the beach.
They want them
to see the volcanoes. They want them to see the monkeys, whitewater rafting, zip lining. It's a breathtaking destination.
The birds.
Yeah. And one of the nice things with the Apple Vacations product is we've got some great service to Costa Rica. We'll transfer you to the hotels, but we also offer side trips. So if you do want to take an excursion and stay over one or two nights in Arenal or the volcanoes, that's an option as well. So you can stay at the hotel the whole time. The beaches are different. Most of the beaches in Costa Rica are black sand beaches.
Mm-hmm.
They're very eco-friendly. So you're not going to see the bars on the beaches and the trash on
yeah.
the beach. You know, they're very conscious about, as many hotels are now, about getting the Green Award for being eco-friendly. But there's a lot of all-inclusive properties there. So you can still get a lot of value when you do. Ryu's got a couple properties there. There's a Dreams property there. We have a Secrets property for adults only. So there's a lot of good programs where everything is going to be included. The tours in Costa Rica, it's very unique because Costa Rica is quite mountainous.
Yeah.
So when our Amstar reps come to pick you up, they take you to a central meeting place and then take you out with others to the various tours that they can take. So whether it's a day tour or an overnight tour, you have a lot of options with Costa Rica.
The Westin in Costa Rica is an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first ones or the only one that Westin has. So if you're a Westin fan, they just went to the all-inclusive plan. A lot of brand new hotels there too, which is really nice. And when we say hotels are not huge, that's what I like about Costa Rica is their resorts are gorgeous and they're spread out, but they don't hold 500 people or 1,000 people.
Right.
They're a little bit smaller. The Ryus do have a nice presence there as well. They have a palace and a regular Ryu right there. I have done a lot of Costa Rica, selling it where you fly into the airport and then we take you to the Arenal volcano and the hot springs and do a couple days there and then go to the beach. Mm. And that way then everyone can see. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful area to see, and the monkeys and the high, you know, you walk across the rope bridges and things like that from tree to tree. And actually, this is where zip lining began.
Yeah, lots of adrenaline there. Mm.
Yeah, so you can do the busy, and then you can go over to the beach and really enjoy and have a nice beach vacation as well.
You know, and again, much like Hawaii, it's not something you're necessarily going to go to every year.
No.
It's a cultural experience. It's an adventure experience. Your kids will thank you if you take them there. It's because there is so much for them to do and a lot of activity. I mean, I did whitewater rafting, scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But what a great experience. Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
I know. And another new destination, which is not far from Costa Rica, is Panama. And I've talked about Panama before, and it's just one of those places where I think it's going to be very up and coming. We've all heard of the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the Panama Canal when you go to Panama. But Linda,
Apple just
started going there. So.
Yeah, we actually, from Chicago, we've got nonstop flights on Copa Airlines, so it's easy connections to get to Panama. But what a great destination. Again, it's a small country, but I'm big on history and culture. And It's probably the first destination that I went to that wasn't a beach experience where I got goosebumps from going up to the rainforest and sitting in the serenity in the patio and hearing like the crickets and the birds and the monkeys. Mm-hmm. And but it's such a diverse destination. Downtown Panama is like downtown New York City. It's full of there's a Trump Tower, there's a Hard Rock, there's Ryu. There are all-inclusive properties there as well as EP hotels. Great shopping, great nightlife. But an hour away, you're at the rain, you're headed to the rainforest. Mm-hmm. Peaceful and breathtaking, the Gamboa Rainforest. There's a beautiful hotel up there. You can go out onto the lake. You can watch en route. You can watch the crossing. So I think I've been there three times, and it's like... My husband's an engineer, and I'm like, I know how. Let me show you how it works. But how does it get? But the whole lock process is amazing. And then there are the old colonial city of Panama, which I think is probably what really drew my attention. Is try to imagine like the French Quarter in New Orleans. Mm. So there's a big French influence in colonial Panama. So a lot of historical buildings, neat little. Bars and restaurants and shops. And over the past 5 years, they've worked really, really hard in trying to rebuild colonial Panama. And it's so neat because you can stand in colonial Panama with all this history about protecting the destination and protecting the city, look across the bay, and there's modern Panama. Mm. And it's just one of the few destinations in the world where they've preserved the colonial town, and you've got this modern end of it too. A lot of people may not realize this, but Panama is actually the number 5 destination for retired North Americans.
Really?
They have a wonderful medical plan. So a lot of people do look at Panama as a destination to retire in.
Hmm. Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. One day when I get to retire.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that I know from clients that have gone down to Panama is they say they love the rainforest. They love all the different things that they can do there. You know, they've got some really good excursions that you can do from your hotel with the transfers. But I've had people actually stay in Panama and then go out to the beach as well. So you can do kind of that double dip again.
Like the Ryu has a property downtown, and then they have one in Playa Blanca Beach. So there's really two beach areas, Playa Bonita, Playa Blanca, but you can stay on the beach and do a day excursion and go up to the rainforest. Because it's a small country, it's really easy to experience, as you mentioned, split stays.
Yeah.
Like we offer a split stay with the Ryu where they can do 3 nights downtown and experience the nightlife and the casinos and things that are going on downtown.
Yeah.
And then go out to the beach area and spend 3 nights there and run their tours off of that. Or a lot of people will mix it up. They like to go up to the Gamboa Rainforest and experience the canal, the crossing on route. So there's a lot of different ways that you can configure a Panama vacation. But it should be on everybody's must-do list.
Yeah. I think so. And the nice thing is they do have the all-inclusives there as well.
Right.
So if you want to go to Panama or Costa Rica, give St. Clair Travel a call at 810-329-7163.
All right. Sounds good. Deanne, Linda, thank you.